Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We are focusing on education on this weekend show. We're joined on the telephone by Somerville High School Superintendent Michael Merrill. Next week, we'll be focusing on Sonora High School. We'll be joined on the telephone by Ed Pelfrey, the new superintendent for Sonora High. So, Superintendent Merrill, next thing I want to ask you about is just actions at the state level. Is there anything related to education that you're keeping a close eye on right now?
We're always looking at the funding for our schools, and I know that right now there are some things we're hoping will happen through the federal government, but right now that we're being told that those extra funding pieces are not on the docket for at this time. But we know from the state level that we are seeing some pretty significant negative projections in terms of funding. So there are deferrals coming our way, which we have been aware of since the budget was adopted. And we're looking at those deferrals starting in February. So that means that money that we would normally be due that would come in to us in February won't come in until after the fiscal year ends June 30th. And that will be February, March, April, May, and June. So all of those majority of those funds, will be deferred into the next year. So that puts school districts in a cash flow issue. So one of the things that we're doing is making sure that each of our board meetings, we talk about what does the cash flow projection look like. In other words, can you meet all of your financial obligations each month? So some schools will have to take out a TRAN, which is a tax revenue anticipation note, so that they can meet those. It's like a big loan that obviously costs money to have, but some districts will need to do that in order to meet their financial obligations. At this time, we do not need to have a TRAN ready to go for us for this school year, but we are concerned, will there be any mid-year budget cuts like we saw clear back in the 08-09 recession? So we're, again, just being cognizant of that and trying to hold on to reserves. That's what will help us tide over during this time.
So Somerville has a reserve at this point to meet that short-term cash crunch?
Yes, we do. Our cash flow looks positive at this time, so we don't want to have to go negative. That's not a good thing for anybody.
In a general sense, have you noticed anything in regards to enrollment this year compared to past years?
We are actually up 12 students from last year, which is encouraging. We were anticipating a little bit more growth, but I think there have been a number of families that have, you know, have not been able to work and so have had to leave the area. And we hope that this little bump in growth will be something that we can hold on to for the time being. It's nice to be able to say we actually are not in declining enrollment for this year.
Yeah, it seems like a nice positive for many years. Seems like for a decade or so, it just kept going down, down, down. So it's kind of a positive development then to see a little bit of a growth.
Yes, it has been nice.
You know, another thing that's been a big issue on Somerville's campus has been the bond projects. It's been some construction that's been underway over the past couple of years. What's kind of the latest with the bond construction?
So it was our 2012 Measure H that we our community passed, which was an $8 million bond. And so we have finished all of our bond projects at this point. That included the football field redo, the track, bleachers, modernization of the path of travel, and our art room was added this past year, as well as a shade structure on our campus. So we're excited for that. We were trying to do a grand opening type of thing to bring together our community it was scheduled for April. And unfortunately, with the COVID that happened, we were not able to do that. So as soon as we can, we want to make sure that we open up the campus to our community and showcase all the great things that bond was able to do for us.
Anything else these days happening at Somerville that's worth noting for the community?
We're going to be looking at, as part of that bond project, actually, we are looking at moving or replacing our discus ring. When the field and track were put in, they actually put the discus ring by one of the end zones of the field closest to the scoreboard. And that's obviously a very dangerous situation if you're throwing discus while people are running and pole vaulting and so forth. So we're looking at, with remaining bond funds, our bond oversight committee discussed this, and they believe that one of the good things to do would be to put a discus ring outside of the main stadium. And so that will be something that we're looking at doing here in the near future, just a huge safety measure that I think is the right thing to do.
You know, with COVID-19 and doing, you know, distance learning and hybrid and in-person learning, you know, do you think just the changes that have come that with distance learning and learning some new things, you think that'll be, you know, carried on forward in just ways that could be hopefully have students on campus but could be beneficial for education?
I think that we've all learned a lot through this process. But one thing that I will always hang my hat on is that I believe that in-person, face-to-face instruction is what's best for students. But certainly, you know, I think our staff has learned a lot, as have I, in terms of what distance learning can offer and how we can look at maybe offering some courses online if that becomes necessary. We do that with our independent study and our necessary small schools. We use the APEX program, which is an online learning program. But students are still meeting with teachers daily as well.
You know, I know in the past, Somerville has had a good relationship with Columbia College as well when it comes to students getting education opportunities from Columbia. Has that been able to continue during this time of COVID?
It's really reduced, unfortunately. We've offered courses on campus here with Columbia instructors, and unfortunately none of that is happening this year. But we do have students that are taking classes through Columbia. Most obviously are distance learning at this point, but there are some labs and hands-on classes that Columbia is offering. So hopefully those will come back very soon, because that's a great opportunity for our students.
Columbia offered the Promise Scholarship starting a couple of years ago. Have you noticed quite a few Somerville students taking advantage of that and moving on to secondary education?
Huge numbers, yeah. It was a big benefit for our students to be able to get those first 2 years of college paid for, getting some of those initial credits taken care of, and it's been a great benefit for our students, yes.
You know, are there programs besides Columbia College that kind of get students ready for the workforce as well at Somerville High School?
Well, I think our career technical education programs are very hands-on, and we offer certifications in those programs, so automotive, agriculture, and I hesitate to list them off without having them in front of me, but, you know, we have a medical program, excuse me, and these are great opportunities for students to be able to start learning in specific fields and get some certification where they can continue through a junior college or even into a four-year college.
You know, for people who aren't familiar, Somerville High School, we mentioned Connections Academy earlier. What does the district all have when it comes to campuses?
We have Connections Academy is here on our campus, and you wouldn't even know a Connections student from a Somerville student. They're all intermixed. But then we also have an independent study, an adult ed program. We have three necessary small schools and an alternative education school as well.
And then Somerville High School, that campus, it seems like it's one of the most beautiful campuses and really unique for a high school.
It is. It's a park-like setting. It is absolutely beautiful to walk around, 84 acres of beauty. So,
and as you mentioned, students getting ready to come back full-time, currently in the hybrid model. You know, what other just advice would you have for students as they get ready to see all their fellow students?
I think just remembering what it's going to take to keep our campus open, making sure we're doing everything to protect each other. You know, we tell people, my wearing a mask protects you, your wearing a mask protects me. As we talked about before, the importance of hand washing regularly, and then social distancing to the best of our ability. High school campuses are different. You know, we do change classes. We do have hands-on programs. I'm a former science teacher, so just trying to make sure that science labs can still operate, but making sure that we're cleansing equipment in between student use and so forth. So it's just everybody has to do his or her part, and that includes our entire community. We just want to keep our kids happy, healthy, and we feel that having them here at school, we are seeing that they are happier.
Well, Superintendent Merrill, we appreciate the update on everything that's happening at Somerville High School, and we wish you the best of luck as the school year continues.
Great. Thank you very much for the time.
Again, that was Superintendent Michael Merrill from the Somerville Union High School District getting us up to speed on everything Somerville High. Programming note, next week we'll turn our attention to Sonora High to find out what's happening on the Sonora High campus this school year. We'll be joined on the telephone by the new superintendent, Ed Pelfrey, who recently stepped into that role. We'll hear about his background, what led him to Sonora High School, and he'll be giving us the latest when it comes to bringing students back to campus at Sonora High School. That's next week on Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen. We'll see you back next week.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.